Okay, this is the Angelic Teams class course. This is class two, and our focus tonight is money. We all love money so much. So, how's this week been going for you?
Well, it's been going good. Last week was good. I did note down a couple of changes that I noticed. So that's always good. I also got an answer to a question that I had that I was getting antsy about. So I got the answer to that. So I checked that off. So that was good. But did you get an email from me? When did you send out the email about not saying anything on the call? Was that Friday?
The email about what?
It was when you were saying about, you know, people not volunteering to be taking. I sent an email, and I don't know what happened to it because I don't see that I sent it. It's like it disappeared. But anyway.
That was Thursday night. That was Thursday night's message.
Oh, okay. Well, I must have probably looked at it Friday, I guess, then. Okay. Okay, but I...
Because I haven't gotten anything from you.
Then it disappeared then because I typed it and everything. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I said, well, I'll just ask her when we're on the call. Okay. So, my question, am I allowed to ask the question or wait till later?
Well, of course you can ask a question.
Okay. I just wanted to know how do I know that the angels hear me?
Well, you can ask them for a specific sign. Like if you could ask to see purple butterflies or, you know, pink elephants, something unusual. And every time you see that sign, you'll know it's them saying, yes, we hear you.
Okay.
That's and they're saying, yes, they do hear you, but you don't hear them saying that. So.
I do want to hear them. You know what I'm saying? I do want to hear them. And I asked, maybe I didn't ask the right way, but I was saying, can I please hear you? Like, not everybody at one time, but I just want to be able to hear them.
Okay.
But I'm writing it down now. How do I know if they hear me and just ask them for a sign? Okay. That's my question that I had.
So is that what was in the email?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, that was it.
No, I definitely didn't get that. I remember that.
I don't know. That's all I can say is that isn't the first time that I know that I typed something and sent it, and I don't see it like it disappeared in the thin air.
Okay.
But that's it. I'm ready for this class.
Alrighty then. Well, we'll go ahead and go through the things that they've given me, and then we will deal with whatever has come up for you. Okay. So, We are now activating the energies of Infinity Healing. So if you would like to receive Infinity Healing, say yes.
Yes.
And just take a nice deep breath. And would you like an Infinity Healing to clear everything in the way of you receiving the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And would you like an Infinity Healing to clear all that is in the way of you releasing the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And if there's any part of you that is in the way of, interfering with, sabotaging, afraid of all that is available for you today, would you like Infinity Healing to use a process to set that aside and to show it that what is going on from the highest perspective so that it no longer needs to interfere in your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And your soul, higher self, knows you better than you know yourself. So will you allow it to also choose what it sees as most important for you to work on during today's call and to automatically receive Infinity Healing for those choices throughout this call? And this will not interfere with any choices that you actually verbalize at any time. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take several nice deep breaths. Okay, would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing anything generational that is blocking the flow of money in your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. If you like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing to accept and release the negative belief that, the false belief that you are supposed to have negative resentments and beliefs around people who do not have money? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing to accept and release all hindrances to the flow of money, love, life, anything that you really desire in your life? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting and releasing the false beliefs that would have you have judgments of others about your success? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing all false beliefs that you have to work really, 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 really hard to have money? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep, deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that's right for you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you are supposed to have all of the answers? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all the attachments you might have to lack, scarcity, insufficiency, or whatever name you might use for not having enough? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice, deep, deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so this energy can continue to flow through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and allowing you to easily detach from what you no longer need or what no longer serves you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy can continue to flow through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for opening and releasing all of the energy of debt from your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice, deep, deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. You'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing to open you and release you from all connections to societal beliefs around debt? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot, so this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the need to force an outcome? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot, so this energy can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. You'd like that? Say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing any need to determine whether or not you deserve before allowing yourself to receive? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for opening you up and accepting that everything in your life has been a blessing and not a punishment? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for understanding how happiness is based on choice and not on circumstances? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for clearing and releasing the frustration that comes up when you compare your situations to others? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the need to instantly judge the value of your actions or anyone else's? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing your blocks to wealth? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy can continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing all the energies that in any way block or limit the fulfillment of your intentions and desires? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing any need for your mind to know how God will create miracles in your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow through you until the transformation is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for opening you up to accepting complete trust in pure love? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that this energy will continue to run through you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for opening and activating the gift of being able to hear your angels? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing for opening and activating your ability to hear your angels on autopilot so that this energy will continue to flow at the level that is right for you until the transformation is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a deep breath. Okay, you may want to drink some water.
Yeah, well, I got a sip of lemonade beside me, so I'm going to take some of that. It's about 10 in water. How much ice was in there? Okay.
Okay, so did you have issues about money, or were there any additional spiritual issues that you wanted to release this week?
I don't know if it's an issue, but maybe it is. I don't know. It's like I always, I think I had mentioned it to you, like, you know, one of our beginning conversations, that I always thought that I would have money, at least be very comfortable. And I felt as though there was something hindering me every time, like, say, something would, I think that I'm going to get some, or something is supposed to come through for me, like it doesn't come, or it seems like there's always something that it wouldn't come through. And it's been that way for quite a while. And I didn't know if it was, what it was, really.
So can you remember the first time that that happened?
No, not really. Because when I was, you know, younger, it seems like I didn't really have a problem. It seems like I didn't really, like, really have, you know, financial problems, but then it just seems like it just kept happening. I don't really know the actual date or pinpoint a certain situation. I don't know.
Did it happen after something significant in your life happened? Was it like after a divorce or someone dying?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, after a divorce. And I got left by myself holding all the bills, holding everything with no help, when I used to have more income coming in, and then I didn't have any income coming in. Well, should I say double income, put it like that.
Right.
And then I had to go and, you know, work myself, whereas before I was home working when I felt like working. Which I wish I could do that right now. I don't feel like it. I'll have to go in there.
Did you blame yourself for the divorce?
Maybe partially, but then not really, because no. But I could partially. I really could partially. Because and another thing, Barbara, is that I always believed that when you got married that it was forever. And I think there were times that I felt as though no matter what he was doing, no matter what I was going through, I should have, you know, still stayed together, because marriage is supposed to be forever.
Ooh.
So that could be part of it. Yeah,
yeah, that is part of it. So, since you were such a horrible, horrible, horrible woman. I mean, you broke a commitment to God. You dumped a man that you said you were going to be with forever, no matter what. No wonder you stopped deserving money. Oh my gosh, you are a horrible person. Yeah, I can see how all that ties together.
Really?
Yeah, actually I can. And sometimes we have a belief, at least women sometimes have a belief, that they have to have a man in their life before they're allowed to have money.
Okay. Well, I want my own money. I mean, if he could add to it, but I want my own. God bless the child that's got his own.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to that whole situation with the divorce and all the stuff that came up and how you felt about it, how you felt about you, how you felt about him, how you felt about money, how you felt about God. Anything standing out?
And my second marriage, same thing. he left me hanging with, you know, with two incomes we had. Now then I was done one, and there I was again. It's like, what's going on with this? Oh, boy. So it was,
okay.
it was like peak.
So how do you feel about yourself now?
Oh, I feel good. I feel good. And even today, as a matter of fact, I was saying, you know, it's funny because I've never really blamed myself for either one. And I was saying, well, maybe I am part of blame for, you know, for at least the second one, I guess, maybe. Not the first one, but maybe the second one. Because I was more into the church, and he wasn't in the church. He wasn't into God. He wasn't into nothing. I was saying maybe I don't know. So, but other than that, I feel fine. I feel fine. I just want more for myself because I know I'm supposed to have it. I'm not supposed to have more. So that's about where I am. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I just want to feel better with more.
Okay, well then let's release this stuff. They got me a whole list here.
Oh, boy.
You know how it is. You start talking and they start talking to me. Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to have an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you need to hold on to blame for any of your divorces? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you need to feel any guilt over any of your marriages or divorces? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you did something wrong when you got divorced? You broke your promise to God and the universe and all of your friends and families because you said you would stay with this man until death do you part, and you changed your mind. And so obviously you did something wrong and you really need to be punished for it. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to have a man in your life in order to have money? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. 10, would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false beliefs that getting divorce made you a victim? It meant that you were someone who had to suffer and had to struggle. So you had to be a victim because you were a single mother with only one income and whatever else went along with that. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like to have an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you deserve to struggle because you broke your vows? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that God is supposed to punish you? After all, they do say God is your father, and if in real life, if you did something wrong, your father would punish you. He would love you, but he would also punish you. And therefore, God, even though he loves you, he has to punish you. If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to punish yourself because you've obviously chosen men who were not for your highest good, and so you must be punished for your mistakes? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, something else coming. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to go through trials and tribulations in order to build your character? That you cannot just have things flow easily into your life, because then you will be a lazy, ineffective minister. If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. Okay, is anything else coming up?
I think you hit the one in regards to I blame myself, especially, specifically, for my second marriage, because I know that this man was mean to me on my wedding day, and I know that I shouldn't have went through with it that day, and I did, and it's mean everything. So that, I think you pretty much hit that, and you know, but more than anything, this second time I didn't want to get a divorce because I just felt as though, you know, what is God going to think of me, or how is God going to, you know, two marriages, two divorces. It's like I'm supposed to be a woman of God, and I shouldn't have that. You know, I should have only been married once. Well,
the first time I wasn't even a minister, but the second time I just became a minister when I married that man. And I just, I feel bad that I'm having a second divorce when I know that, you know, the Bible says that God hates divorce. But then again, I really was married to what you call an unbeliever. So I said, well, maybe I'm forgiven because he wasn't, you know, really a believer. He believed God, but he wasn't. That's about as far as it went. But other than that, in regards to money, then it seemed like I was, like, he punished me, like he wouldn't, you know, give me anything. I almost felt like I had to, well, not beg, but I just cringed when I had to ask him for, if he could help me out on a bill or something like that. So that's why I want my own money, so I don't never have to ask anybody for anything. And I can't think of anything else other than me going forth and the things that are, like, some of the businesses that I've gotten into and never finished them. I don't know, like, I'd be all fizzed up and then I'd fizzle out. Like, I wasn't excited anymore. So I'm saying, is that the reason why I don't have any money? Because I didn't go through with these businesses? Or, you know, I don't know. That's about it.
Okay. Okay. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you always know what opportunities that come into your life are best for you, and you always take the inspired steps that are needed for that opportunity? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to truly accept the fact that God has already forgiven you for anything that you have ever believed that you did wrong, including your second marriage and your second divorce, and that it is okay for you to completely and totally forgive yourself? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that the only thing God ever feels for you is pure love? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. How are you feeling?
I think the last question kind of made me sad. I mean, not sad in the a really bad way, just maybe just the, I can't even explain it. It's just like I just want to just thank God, because I that really was hanging over me with, you know, not going through this here. And it's almost complete. It's just about final, my, this second divorce. And I, it's, they say, here I am again, you know, lost two husbands. And, you know, and I'm supposed to be, you know, a woman of God. And I would get it on myself, saying, well, how can I guide and direct somebody else if I can't even hold them, you know, my marriage together? But I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay, there's another thing that was coming up while you were talking, so we have to get this one out of the way. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have ever been or could ever be a disappointment to God? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. All right, how are you feeling now?
Thankful. Thankful. That's where I can come up with, thankful.
And I like thankful.
And a smile is coming on my face.
Yes!
Yes, I needed that. yes, and yes. Yes, praise the Lord.
Okay. That was definitely one of your hindrances. Because you really,
really
did believe you were a disappointment, yeah.
Yeah, that was really deep for me. You know, that last one was very deep for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was deep, and I also know, I was going to say think, I also know that even when I got married, the second one, after I became a minister, and I didn't have my own church at the time, I was going to another church, and, you know, people were saying, you know, she might, you know, he doesn't even go to church. And I went through that for years and years. I suffered a lot of pain just because, and that's another thing, too, that was a suffering, knowing that he never came to church. And even though I was, when I did become a pastor, He would show up if, like, I was getting ready to get in the ward or some kind of recognition, or I just finished some type of training or school. He would come to that. But as far as actually people didn't even know I was married. The people that didn't know, they never even thought I was married because they never saw him, you know. And then they kind of said, you're married. Well, where's your husband? You know, that was a deep, deep pain that I carried for, well, all the time I was married. I was married in 99, and, well, we've been separated now for 4 years, but, you know, 12 years I went through that almost. So that was a very terrible, heartbreaking experience. And I don't ever want to go through that again. I won't go through that again.
Okay, there's something in there that we need to let go of. Let's see. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that because you are a minister, your life is required to be perfect? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the false belief that because your life, because you are a minister, people are actually supposed to judge you because you are supposed to be better than they are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, there's one more. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that people's judgments of you should be important to you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So do you come from a family where your parents were married and they were the only ones they ever loved and blah, blah, blah?
No. My mother married my father, but they were divorced pretty much when I was like maybe 3-4 years old. And my mother never married again. My father did marry again. He was married 3 times. So, but my mother, she never married, and she, seemingly, she always loved him. So, I mean, they weren't, you know, I didn't grow up in a household where there was, you know, a long marriage or anything. All right. Well, I lived with my grandmother for a long time, so I was a teenager.
Okay. Okay, well, is there anything else coming up?
No. that covered quite a bit. I can't think of anything. Nope. That's all I can think of at the moment.
All right. Let me check in one more time and see if there's anything else that you're saying. No? Okay. Well, then we will do the ending statements. Okay, so are you willing to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all lifetimes, in all spaces, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to allow God to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And are you willing to have all these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace, so that this energy can continue to run through you until all the core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to just let everything go and allow God to do God's work, and trust that you will receive inspired actions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And we will finish this with gratitude, and we say to God, Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And just take a couple of nice deep breaths. So have you been meeting with your angels every day for about 5 minutes to go over what it is you want and the things that you've noticed that they've done and all that?
Yes.
Great.
I don't know if I was doing it the right way, but I thought I was.
I was going over, and then I was going over, can you go over things that you already said before? Or is this supposed to be new things every day?
You can mention things that you've already mentioned before, but they don't actually forget.
Oh, okay.
You're not like people, you know. We forget everything.
Okay. Barbara, I did have a question on one of the Infinity Healings. And I didn't know understand the society. The one that you asked said something about societal debt.
Oh, society's beliefs about debt.
Okay.
Because you know that we don't just have our beliefs. We also have society's beliefs that we've bought into. And, you know, society has beliefs about debt. Like, it's okay for you to be in debt for a house. Sometimes it's okay for you to be in debt for an automobile. If you're in debt in a credit card, you're a very bad person. You shouldn't be doing that. That makes you bad. You know, if you're in debt for something trivial, well, obviously you shouldn't have had that to begin with because it's trivial. So you've done something bad there, and you actually deserve to be punished for that. So society has a lot of beliefs around money and debt and all that kind of stuff. So we were clearing that out.
Okay. And what about the one, I just had two, that one and the need forced outcome?
That you don't need to force outcomes. Or, well, actually, you're releasing the belief that you did need to force outcomes.
Right.
That's when we have these expectations. You know, we decide, okay, I want a new home, whatever. And so you put it into the hands of the angels and God, then you take it immediately back out and you start doing the things that you think need to be done in order for this to happen. You're not taking inspired actions. You're taking ego actions. So you're just basically doing stuff because you think that you should be doing it. Not because you feel that it's right, not because you were guided to do it. So whenever you're listening to your brain instead of your heart, you're not doing what's for your highest good.
Okay. Well, those are the only two that I wrote down that I wasn't quite sure of.
Okay.
That's good. And, that's it.
Well, you know, technically, we still have 27 minutes, so you're supposed to fill this time up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep going. let's see. Okay, I looked up some different angels, but I still didn't know any more to really add or ask for, because I mean they show when I googled them up and they had this one had a list and what they do. I didn't pick any more, but I did have a question. I asked you the last time, but I still I think you called them Ascended Masters.
Uh-huh.
Is that the word? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
when I call on my angelic staff or team, are they still called that? Or do I have to have them separate? Okay. Okay.
No, it's all part of the team.
Okay. And can you, okay, so you, okay, I know I said Buddha and Jesus, and I think that's all I said, because I think I really didn't know anymore as far as ascended masters. Who are some more ascended masters?
Like Saint Germain, Mother Mary.
Okay, and I do remember you said something about saints, and I was there, and I didn't really know too many saints.
Yeah, Saint Germain is the one that does the healing stuff.
Hmm?
He does healing stuff with Raphael, Saint Germain. That's
awesome.
His forte. You can also call on, you can add gods and goddesses, you know, the different, like Kali and Isis, and I'm trying to remember others, but I don't usually call on them, so I don't remember their names.
I would like Isis. So how do I have them?
Ask them to come and be a part of your team.
Okay. Just start talking. Just say, Isis, would you be a part of them? I'm laughing because this seems, I'm not used to it, so it just seems kind of funny. So I just ask Isis, just start talking and say that I would like you to be a part of my angelic team.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of, oh, man, and I have those two statues, and I can't even think of their names. They're in the Buddha. Man, it's awful. I can't even think of their names. There's two ladies, and one is for, like, well, I think they both bring, like, prosperity and... Okay, I never put it out because I never want nobody to see it. What she doing? Kids and stuff are always floating in and out my room. Yeah, I would definitely like some goddesses and definitely Isis. So just ask. And when you did that one about the clearing, so I could hear the angels. Will I just hear one voice or different ones at different times?
I hear different ones at different times, and sometimes it feels like they're all trying to talk at once. And then, of course, I have to say, slow down and, you know, one at a time, please.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're hearing a bunch of them at once, you can always ask them to take turns. That's it.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to get like, oh my goodness, now I'm hearing all these voices. I don't want to feel like I'm going, you know, something's going on that isn't good. Oh, shoot. Okay. And I just had got money to get this property from my cousin. I mentioned it once to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had needed to know, should I sell it or shall I keep it? And I kept asking over and over because I was almost getting like hyped with it, you know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness, so I'm really calmed down now, and I'm not feeling the way that I was feeling on Friday, because that's when I went to settlement, and then I did hear, you know, more than once I heard the cell. So I really needed to hear that because I needed to hear, you know, an answer what I needed to do. How was I going to do it? So now I guess what I want to desire to who do I go to or how can I get this? I have one person in mind, but they had they thought they were going to get the house for a certain price, but I put too much in it, so I'm not going to be able to give it to the price that I said. I did tell them that last night, so I just want to know like what would be, you know, the best price for me to sell it for. And I wanted to be able to put money on something else, or then put the money back that I took to borrow to get the house, but I just couldn't let it go because it was such a good deal. So those are like just questions that I need to ask my angels in regards to. I just want to make sure that I make the right decision. And Barbara, I wanted to know, okay, this probably went with part of the what we just went through, and that's like whenever I think or feel that somebody's getting ready to say something negative towards me, I get this ugly feeling inside, and I wish that I wouldn't get it. And I don't know if it's still, I don't know if it's a fear or, I don't know, but it's, I don't want to have it at all. It's just like you start reading something and like, it's like, oh, this is something I don't want to hear. And it's like, I don't want to hear it because I know that it's going to do something to me, you know what I mean, or it's going to do something against me or whatever. And then my body goes through this ugly feeling. And I really want to get rid of that ugly feeling. And just like I got an email from my job. I was on my job. And somebody had sent something in, said they talked to somebody, and they mentioned my name. And it said it was had to do something with some type of the people were turning something to a trust, some kind of trust fund, and I did tell them that, but they had asked me several questions, so, and really they didn't even have to know what they were asking. They knew what they were asking, but they kept asking in different ways. And so I know as soon as I saw my director's email and I saw that he was responding from who was like over him, I was like, oh, here it goes, you know. But it did turn out just the opposite. He knew. He said, well, I know that I've been on the phone, so I know how they do. And I could have told him, I said, yes, I did say that, but you know, they, you know, turned some, you know, they had different scenarios. I said, but yes, I did say it. And so he says, you know, well, no problem, you know, because I know how they do, and, you know, because I've been on the phones and I know how they do. And all I can do is just say, I just said, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Because I was saying, oh, here we go. You know, so I didn't. It's just, I don't know. Every time something comes up, it's almost like the thing with the church. I don't know if you remember me saying it, that same feeling, you know. And
well, some of that we dealt with when we did the forgiving part, but it's about you taking things personally. You have a fear of what other people's words or feelings about things that you've done are going to reflect badly on you. Mm-hmm. It's that need to be perfect. No, it's actually that strong belief that you are not perfect. That's actually what it's triggering.
Okay. Well, it's definitely better. it's definitely better than what it was.
Let's see if they want to do any more about that now or just go with what we've already done or what do you guys want to do? They're like, let's do more. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing to have clarity over when you are taking things personally that are not actually personal? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the false belief that you will not measure up to other people's expectations? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely and totally releasing any fears that you have that other people's words or feelings will show up something that is wrong in you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the parts of your identity which are based in what other people say about you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to accept and release the false belief that you actually need to keep parts of you hidden from other people because of what these people will think if they actually knew? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to open you up and to fully allow you to accept yourself exactly as you are, with all of your imperfections, all of the things that you've never wanted anyone to know, all of the things that you've not wanted to look at, all of the things that you've judged about yourself? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Wonderful. Okay, is there anything else?
No. Okay, yeah. I just have a question. When we are doing, you mentioned something on Thursday, and I don't know how you said it, I would have to listen to the recording, in regards to what these do is bring you closer to God, and it was something else that I don't remember. So these are to bring you closer to God?
Oh, I was talking about some of the intentions for infinity healing, things that are running in the background that you guys don't know about. And yes, one of them is that you... Okay, here it is. Everyone involved in infinity healing will find that their connection with infinite source opens even more and increases in strength with each healing.
Okay.
And there's also another one about being closer to God. God, there's so many of them, I can't find anything anymore. Every infinity healing, everyone involved, a deeper source. And it brings you into balance.
Okay.
And it brings you into balance.
Okay.
Your masculine, feminine, your brain, your all the different parts of you, it brings you into balance.
Okay. That's great. Wonderful. All my results I have listed, I have three, and one is I feel more positive about my future, and I feel more on top of things, and see what I already mentioned. I am aware to sell property on Camp Street. Those are some things that are excellent results, and those are very good, especially more positive about my future, and feeling more on top of things. I feel more on the ball. So that's great. That is really good.
Well, good.
Yeah. And the last time, last Monday, I had something similar that happened that first time when he did that, and I said I felt like I was being attacked. That happened again last Monday night. And I knew what it was. It wasn't as powerful as, or should I say, as strong as that first original one. But
yeah.
It did happen. But it sounded like I heard Jesus say, "Go away," and it left that day. It was like I was being attacked, but I just heard, "Go away," and it just vanished. It was gone. But it was almost like the most smothering type.
So there's something in you that's feeling threatened by the changes in you. So it's some old part of you that doesn't want to let you go.
And it's not, when you say a part of me, it's not a force or any type of entity?
I think it's more of an old belief, a deep-seated belief in you. And this is threatening that belief's foundation. Actually, it's eroding that belief's foundation. Okay, let's see if they want to tell me what it is and if there's anything we need to do. So would you like an infinity? The false belief that you are supposed to give your power away to your beliefs. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that it is okay for you to take back your power, no matter who you used to give it to or how long they've had it? It's okay for you to take back what is yours and to make your own choices about your life. And to let go of all of the habits and the traditions and the conditioning and the programming and all of the stuff from the past that you used to give power to. If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing giving your angelic team permission to go within you, to go through you, and to release those tenacious beliefs that are not for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing to go back through the generations from both your mother's side and your father's side and clear out those old beliefs that have been dragging you down all of your life and replace them with the truth of who you are, that you deserve to have anything you desire, that you are completely and totally loved by God, and that you are good enough? If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for opening and accepting that you are always protected by God and that there is nothing more powerful than God? If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, great. Great. Oh, yes, and yes, and yes. Yes. That was the grand finale.
Yes. Okay, well then let's finalize that last stuff that we added. So are you willing to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next level and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all lifetimes, in all spaces, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to allow God to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace so that they can continue to run this beautiful energy through you until all core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Oh, yes and yes.
And are you willing to just let everything go and allow God to do God's work and trust that you will receive inspired actions? If so, say yes. And so we finalize this session with gratitude, saying to God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Almighty God, thank you, God. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. This is a good film. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, oh, Barbara, I'm telling you, this is fantastic. This is fantastic, yes.
Well, great, I'm glad.
Yes. I really had some things lifted up off of me. I really feel it. I do. I just
wonderful.
Yeah,
and you got the email with the recording that you're supposed to listen to for the other class, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So listen to that one before you go to sleep, and we'll see what difference it makes.
Okay. Thank you again.
By the time this is all over, you're going to be a new person, you know?
I sure will. I will not ask.
Man.
Yeah, this is great. This is good. So, and I just feel every time I just feel like the next day I just feel so, I don't know, rejuvenated. That's about the best way that I could describe it, just rejuvenated. I feel good.
Well, good.
Yeah, ready to take on the world.
Wonderful. Fabulous.
That's a good thing. So, thank you again, Barbara. God bless you.
Well, you're welcome, and the next one will be about relationships, so if anything come up around relationships, although we did some relationship stuff this time, so. But that's okay, we'll do more.
Okay, well, I got more.
Okay, we'll make your list.
Okay, all righty then. Okay, with Barbara.
Wonderful.
Great evening.
You too.
Again.
Well, you're welcome, and enjoy yourself, because I can tell you're going to.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, good.
All righty. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.